Ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus, family, friends, and foes, and even foes in the family, and the standing between the living and the dead, prayer, devotional, memorial, service family members, welcome to the standing between the living and the dead prayer, devotional, and memorial service today. Pardon me, live. This is Daniel White, the third president of Gospel Light Society International, with the White House daily reading of the chronological Bible, episode number 236, where I simply read the Holy Bible, the Word of God, in the King James Version each day in chronological order. This unique arrangement of the Holy Word of God, this unique viewpoint, allows us to read the whole Bible as a single true story and to see the unfolding of God's plan in history. Today we are reading Joshua chapter 4. Let's pray. Holy Father God in heaven, as we were reminded on yesterday in one of our devotionals, we are weak, even according to your holy word. We are weak, and we need your strength and your might, your unction and your anointing. Hallowed be your name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. And I praise you and I thank you for your love, your grace, and your mercy. And I praise you and I thank you for your Holy Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, your Holy Spirit, and your Holy Word, and for all the millions and manifold blessings that you have indeed bestowed upon us. And Holy Father God, we praise you and we thank you for those of us who are saved and born again. We thank you for salvation and spiritual, family and life, financial and material, protection and provision, mental and physical blessings that you have bestowed upon each and every one of us. Not only today, but down through the years. And Holy Father God, we individually and hopefully collectively confess our sins, our failures, and our faults unto you. For Jesus Christ's sake, please forgive us of our sins. As we forgive those who have sinned against us, wash and cleanse our souls, our hearts, and our minds, our consciences, in the precious blood of Christ. And Lord, help all of us to repent of our sins. In fact, help all of us to pray, to seek your face, and to turn from our wicked ways, and to repent, and to get back to you, our first love, by your grace, by your mercy, by your power. And Lord, we pray that you would crush and crucify our flesh and the old man within us, our wicked, sinful nature. Afresh and anew, help us to die to self. And Lord, empty us of ourselves and everything that's not like you. And help us not to deceive ourselves, thinking that some things that are in us are like you when they're not. And Lord, I pray that you would fill us who are saved, here and out there, all around the world, with the fullness and the power and the unction and the anointing, the fruit and the liberty, Lord, of your Holy Spirit. For, Lord, without the power of your Holy Spirit, nothing worthwhile will be done here today at all, as you know. And I thank you, Lord, for giving me as my life's verse. I don't know how you did it or why you did it. An obscure verse over in the Old Testament. It is not by might nor by power, but by my Spirit, saith the Lord. So we look to your Holy Spirit to control us and to use us to glorify your holy name, to lift up your holy Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, and to speak to each person's heart in a very special way, as only you can do anyway. And so, Lord, we pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We know that the spirit of the devil is at work as well, unfortunately. And we pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ that you would cast out the devil and the demons of hell and the satanic demonic spirit of Judas, Jezebel, Sanballat, and Tobias. Cast out their demon sins that go along with their demonic spirits of pride, stubbornness, and rebelliousness. Bad attitudes, bad spirits, grieving and quenching your Holy Spirit, all uncleanness and all unrighteousness of heart, mind, soul, spirit, and hindrance and distraction, betrayal and sabotage. And so, Holy Father God, I do pray that you would give us sweet victory today, once again, over the world, the flesh, and the devil. I pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ that you would please rebuke and bind the devil and the demons of hell and the satanic demonic spirit of Judas and Jezebel and Sanballat and Tobias out of the hearts and minds and lives of the people here and all who name the name of Christ elsewhere in our audience and beyond, in our future audience on demand, and give us sweet victory. Cover us and cleanse us and make us whiter than snow through the blood of Christ. Surround us with the band of your holy angels, a wall of your holy fire. And Holy Father God, we pray. That, Lord, you would deliver each and every one of us today from temptation, evil, and sin. Grant us, Lord, your grace and the power of your Holy Spirit to love right, live right, think right and do right and act right and do that which is pleasing in your sight. Help us all to humble ourselves and to pray and to seek your face and to turn from our wicked ways and to repent and to get back to you, our first love. I praise you, Lord, and thank you for all that has been accomplished and done. Lord, along with prayer, all of the prayers that have gone up, reading of your holy word, and Lord, everything that has been done, we pray that you'll bless it and anoint it and prosper it and use it as you see fit. For your glory, praise, and honor. For all we can do is give ourselves to prayer and to the ministry of the word, and tell people what you want us to tell them is up to them, whether or not they want to listen and take heed and obey. And Lord, however, help everybody to remember what King Solomon brought out to us, that we can do pretty much what we want, but we will give an answer to you one day. And so, Holy Father God, we pray that, Lord, you would indeed revive those who are saved, save those who are lost, heal those who are sick according to your will and way, comfort those who are grieving in a very special way, as we will be praying for some by name here shortly. By your grace, we pray, Lord, that you deliver each and every one of us, Lord, from tribulations, if we do right by you, troubles, trials, temptations, and tests, and tensions and distresses and afflictions and cares and worries and anxieties. For those of us who are saved, fill us with your peace that passeth all understanding and your joy unspeakable. And Holy Father God, Heal everybody who is saved spiritually, mentally, physically, and emotionally, family-wise, financially, materially, those who have students in college, student progress, and student loans, and all of that will be taken care of, and that all of our children will be debt-free when it's all said and done. And going on with their lives as best they can, considering the bad situation that we have brought upon them in this country, and in this country called America, and in this world. And we just pray that you'll have mercy, Lord, upon them. And we also pray that they would confess and repent of their sins as well in your sight. For many do not honor and obey their parents as they should. We pray also, Lord, that you would bless and protect all of us who name the name of Christ from ourselves, from our flesh and from the devil and from the demons of hell in our families and from evil people in the family, evil people in the church, and evil people in the world. Place upon us the whole armor of God indeed. Surround us with the band of your holy angels and the wall of your holy fire. Cover us and cleanse us through the precious blood of Christ. And help us to travel throughout this day in this sin-cursed and very dangerous world. Lord, with your blessings, your mercy and grace upon us, your favor upon us, and your protection upon us. In Jesus Christ's name, we continue in our devotional time. Amen. Joshua chapter 4. Ladies and gentlemen, I have the high honor and the distinct privilege and the great pleasure to read in your hearing, thus saith the Lord, the word of God, at Joshua chapter 4. Holy Father God, grant me your energy, your strength, your unction, and your anointing, and the power of your Holy Spirit to read your holy word, and grant all of us your unction and your anointing and the power of your Holy Spirit to understand your holy word with the mind to obey it. In Jesus Christ's name we pray, and for his sake, amen. And it came to pass when all the people were clean passed over Jordan, that the Lord spake unto Joshua, saying, take you 12 men out of the people, out of every tribe a man, and command ye them, saying, take you hence out of the midst of Jordan, out of the place where the priest's feet stood firm, 12 stones, and ye shall carry them over with you, and leave them in the lodging place where ye shall lodge this night. Then Joshua called the 12 men whom he had prepared of the children of Israel, out of every tribe a man. And Joshua said unto them, pass over before the ark of the Lord your God into the midst of Jordan, and take you up every man of you a stone upon his shoulder, according unto the number of the tribes of the children of Israel, that this may be a sign among you, that when your children ask your fathers in time to come, saying, what mean ye by these stones? Pardon me. Then ye shall answer them that the waters of Jordan were cut off before the ark of the covenant of the Lord when it passed over Jordan. The waters of Jordan were cut off, and these stones shall be for a memorial unto the children of Israel forever. And the children of Israel did so as Joshua commanded, and took up 12 stones out of the midst of Jordan, as the Lord spake unto Joshua, according to the number of the tribes of the children of Israel, and carried them over with them unto the place where they lodged, and laid them down there. And Joshua set up 12 stones in the midst of Jordan, in the place where the feet of the priests which bare the ark of the covenant stood, and they are there unto this day. For the priests which bare the ark stood in the midst of Jordan until everything was finished, pardon me, that the Lord commanded Joshua to speak unto the people according to all that Moses commanded Joshua. And the people hasted and passed over. And it came to pass, when all of the people were clean passed over, that the ark of the Lord passed over, and the priests in the presence of the people. And the children of Reuben, and the children of Gad, and half the tribe of Manasseh, passed over, armed before the children of Israel, as Moses spake unto them. About 40,000 prepared for war passed over before the Lord unto battle to the plains of Jericho. On that day the Lord magnified Joshua in the sight of all Israel, and they feared him as they feared Moses all the days of his life. And the Lord spake unto Joshua, saying, Command the priests that bear the ark of the testimony, that they come up out of Jordan. Joshua therefore commanded the priests, saying, Come ye up out of Jordan. And it came to pass, when the priests that bear the ark of the covenant of the Lord were come up out of the midst of Jordan, and the soles of the priests' feet were lifted up unto the dry land, that the waters of Jordan returned unto their place, and flowed over all his banks as they did before. And the people came up out of Jordan on the 10th day of the first month, and encamped in Gilgal, in the east border of Jericho. And those 12 stones which they took out of Jordan did Joshua pitch in Gilgal. And he spake unto the children of Israel, saying, When your children shall ask their fathers in time to come, saying, What mean these stones? Then ye shall let your children know, saying, Israel came over this Jordan on dry land. For the Lord your God dried up the waters of Jordan from before you until ye were passed over, as the Lord your God did to the Red Sea, which he dried up from before us until we were gone over, that all the people of the earth might know the hand of the Lord, that it is mighty, that ye might fear the Lord your God forever. Shall we pray? Holy Father God, thank you for teaching us and for reminding us and for showing us that you are indeed the God Almighty, who has the power to change the order of nature, to do what you want done for your people in the earth. We give you the glory, the praise, and the honor for that power that has been shown for thousands of years upon your people and to a wicked, sin-cursed world. And not only down through the years, but even today, your might is being shown. And we who are saved by your grace and know you on a personal basis, Lord, we give you the glory, the praise, and the honor. We thank you so much for how good you have been to all of us. We pray that you'll save those who are lost, revive those who are saved. In Jesus Christ's name we pray and for our sake. Amen. Ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus, this is Daniel White, the third president of Gospel Light Society International, with the Scripture and the Sense podcast, episode number 865, where I simply read the Word of God and give the sense of it based on an authoritative commentary source, such as the Bible Knowledge Commentary of Dallas Theological Seminary, and or the Matthew Henry Commentary, or some other reputable commentary or study Bible. This podcast is based upon Nehemiah chapter 8, verse 8, where it says, Ezra and the Levites read in the book in the law of God distinctly and gave the sense and caused them to understand the reading. So therefore, the aim of this podcast, episode of this podcast is that through the simple reading of the Word of God and the giving of the sense of it, it is my humble prayer that the church would be revived and that the world would be awakened and saved from the wrath of God to come and from the eternal burning hell through Jesus Christ, who said the most wonderful, most powerful, most important words to humankind in the history of the world, when he said, For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. And so, dear friend, if you have never believed in the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior, I cannot imagine a better time for doing that than now, when anybody on earth can drop dead like the 5-year-old boy with no problem, health problems whatsoever in Georgia, was hit with this variant of the coronavirus plague, and he died, I believe, yesterday or earlier this week, at 5 years old, not 65, not 75, 5 years old, and had a stroke at the age of 5. Dear friend, you can die at any moment, and you're only living by the grace of God. So in order to be saved from hell, in a very real sense, and saved to heaven, first, dear friend, accept the fact that you are a sinner and that you have broken God's law. The Holy Bible says in Romans 3:23, For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Second, accept the fact that there is a penalty for sin. There is a punishment for sin always. We all know this in our hearts and in our consciences and in our minds, that sin must be punished. Every parent knows it. Every police officer knows it. Every deputy sheriff knows it. Everybody in Congress knows it. The president knows it. All preachers know it. All judges know it. All courts know it. Sin must be dealt with. Crimes must be dealt with. The Holy Bible states in Romans 6:23, "For the wages of sin is death." We die because of sin. Our bodies go to a grave. Our soul goes to hell if we don't believe in the Lord Jesus Christ and repent of our sins. So thirdly, accept the fact, dear friend, that you're on the road to hell right now. Jesus Christ said in Matthew 18:8, "Wherefore, if thy hand or thy foot offend thee, cut them off and cast them from thee. It is better for thee to enter into life halt or maimed, rather than having two hands or two feet to be cast into everlasting fire." Hell is a very real place. Hell is a sad place, and hell is a bad place, and hell is bad news. But I have some good news for you. You don't have to go to hell to spend eternity because of your sins. Somebody paid your sin debt. That is the good news. Jesus Christ is the Lamb of God. The reason why we read the Old Testament and the New Testament, because Jesus Christ is the Passover Lamb of God for everybody in the world, for the sins of the whole world. He is the Lamb of God who has taken away the sins of the whole world. And it brings repeated joy to my heart every time I can say that to you. Your sins have been paid for. And all you have to do is believe in Jesus Christ, the Lamb of God, who suffered, who bled and died on the cross for your sins. He paid your sin debt. He went to and through your hell so that you would not have to go to hell. All you have to do is believe in Him, trust in Him. That's what He said. "For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish." These are the words of Jesus Christ, "but have everlasting life." How about it, dear friend? Are you willing to take up Jesus Christ and God on this great offer? The greatest offer in the history of the world? By believing in Jesus Christ right now, makes no difference whether you're religious or irreligious. It makes no difference whether you are red, yellow, black, or white. We're all precious in God's sight. Doesn't matter what kind of sins you have committed or what you are involved in right now. And by the way, going to church won't save you either. For those of you who are in church, church cannot save you. I got saved out of church, being raised in church all of my life. Now, I'm sure I have some family members who hate my saying that, but that's the truth. I got saved in spite of church. I almost went to hell from the church pew. So singing in the choir, doing the little Easter programs, and giving money to the church, and quoting scripture in the church, and having a position in the church will not save your soul from hell, my dear friend. All of that religious stuff will not save you. Don't think that because you belong to Mount Nebo Baptist Church, you're going to heaven. There are many folks who were members of churches while living, and faithful members who are dead and in hell right now because they did not believe in the Lord Jesus Christ as their Savior. He's the only somebody who can save you. And the problem, the biggest problem Jesus Christ had with people on earth were from the church, religious folk. So later for all of that, this is a whole new thing. Believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, and you shalt be saved. I want to urge you to simply just believe in your heart that Jesus Christ, and that Jesus Christ suffered, bled, and died on the cross for your sins, was buried, and rose from the dead by the power of God for you. so that you can live forever with him. Pray and ask him to come into your heart right now today to save your soul. This is an easy, simple transaction. There's nothing hard about it. The Bible, God's word, made it very simple and very clear and very plain. How about these words from the word of God, the Holy Bible, Romans 10:9-13. That if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him, Jesus Christ, from the dead, thou shalt be saved. Saved from what? Saved from hell. Saved to what? Saved to heaven. Now, you would think I would not have to emphasize that, but I do have to emphasize that because for almost 20 years of my life, I heard the word being saved all my life from the time I was born. I was in church, like I told you, from the time I was born. But nobody ever told me saved from what? I thought being saved was you wear long dresses if you're female and you didn't drink or smoke or curse or chew or run with those who do. I mean, that's what I thought being saved was. Some religious works and things. You look funny. You don't watch football on Sunday because you're in church all day long and all of that. No one ever told me if I got saved, I would be getting saved from the eternal burning hell to everlasting life, saved to everlasting life in heaven. If someone had spoken to me like that when I was a child and showed me from the Bible as a child that I was going to hell, I believe I would have gotten saved because, see, Danny B, that's me. I don't like pain. How about you? Now notice this simple verse from the Word of God. And you will find that things are made plain and simple for you by God. They're not hard. They're easy. Just do it. For whosoever, the word whosoever means anybody at any time. Red, yellow, black, or white, we're all precious in God's sight. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. That's all you need to do, my dear friend. Believe in the Lord Jesus Christ and call on his name. Do it right now. Do it right now. Don't wait. Don't hesitate. Listen to me. Let me remind you now. The Indian Delta variant is out there and she's not playing. She killed a 5-year-old boy in Georgia. No preconditions, no problems with his health. Was a beautiful boy. Gave him a stroke and killed him, 5 years old. Now, if she did that disease, did that to that boy, what would it do to you and me? So don't play games. You can drop dead today. You can get this variant today and be gone tomorrow. And even worse, sick and in the hospital and leaving here. So right where you are, believe in your heart. Don't worry. No, you say, well, I would like to, preach. I'm waiting for the churches to open back up. Don't you wait for the churches to open back up. None of them should be open right now. Period. None of them. You should not be going to it. Listen to me very carefully. You should not be going to a church building right now. You're risking your life because this plague is against the church first and foremost. Because of our wicked, evil sin. We got another pastor today grooming and molesting a 12-year-old girl. So don't go to the church house. Stay at your house. Get saved right there where you are. And start praying and reading your Bible right there where you are. Find you a good Bible-believing preacher online and listen to him. It doesn't have to be me, but somebody. Now, right now, you need to get your soul saved. Believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, and you will be saved. Call on his name, and he'll save your soul right now. Don't hesitate. Don't wait. Today, the Bible says, is the day of salvation. Follow me in prayer. Repeat after me, phrase by phrase. Mean it from your heart, believing in your heart and none other. than Jesus Christ. Holy Father God, I acknowledge that I am a sinner. I admit that I have done wrong and evil in your sight, for I have broken your Ten Commandments, for I have lied before, I have stolen things before, I have lusted after people and things before, I have taken your holy name in vain, I have dishonored and disobeyed my parents. For Jesus Christ's sake, please have mercy and grace upon my soul. And please forgive me of all of my sins. As I now believe with all of my heart in your Holy Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. I believe in my heart that Jesus Christ suffered, bled, and died on the cross for my sins. Was buried and rose on the third day. By your might and power, Lord Jesus Christ, please come into my heart and save my soul today. Fill me with your Holy Spirit and help me to truly repent of all of my sins and help me to turn from my evil ways and to follow you in the new life, Lord Jesus Christ. For it is in your name I do pray. Amen. Now, dear friend of mine, if you believed in your heart in the Lord Jesus Christ, that he died on the cross for your sins, was buried, and rose on the third day, allow me to say to you, congratulations on doing the most important thing in life, and that is believing in the Lord Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. For more information to help you grow in your newfound faith in Christ, please go to GospelLightSociety.com and read my book, free of charge, titled What to Do After You Enter Through the Door. Jesus Christ said in John 10:9, I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved and shall go in and out and find pasture. Now, dear friend, if you trusted Jesus Christ as your Savior today, if you believed in your heart in Jesus Christ that he died for your sins, was buried, and rose again, please email us at dw3@gospellightsociety.com or one of our other emails and let us know so that we can rejoice with you and send you some free material that we want to send you to help you grow in the faith. If you have a prayer request, please email that to us as well, and we will pray for you until you tell us to stop. At this time, we will resume the Standing Between the Living and the Dead service already in progress, if you will. Today, we're reading Zechariah chapter 8, verses 18 and 19. For some reason, my producer is picking up the pace, doing more than one verse at a time, and however, we're not in a hurry. We have been in the Old Testament for quite a while, and we're not in a rush, so bear with us and continue to roll with us, even though we might be going at a little bit faster pace. We'll slow down here after a while. Let's pray. Holy Father God, we praise you and we thank you for the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you for leading me to preach it, even at an earlier time. And I pray that you'll give me the strength to preach it again here shortly. By your grace and by the power, the unction, and the anointing of your Holy Spirit, bless the reading of your holy word, and Lord, give us great understanding of it. For your glory, praise, and honor, for the lifting up of Jesus Christ. For it is in his name we pray. Amen. Zechariah chapter 8, verses 18 and 19. And the word of the Lord of hosts came unto me, saying, Thus saith the Lord of hosts, the fast of the fourth month, and the fast of the fifth, and the fast of the seventh, and the fast of the tenth, shall be to the house of Judah joy and gladness and cheerful feasts. Therefore love the truth and peace. Ladies and gentlemen, I just read in your hearing the word of God at Zechariah chapter 8, verses 18 and 19. Now here is the sense of it. Here is the understanding of it, if you will. First and foremost, with the help of the power of the Holy Ghost, and I do see what my producer is doing now. He had to do it this way, and that's good. And the Bible Knowledge Commentary. The Bible Knowledge Commentary says, like the preceding word of the Lord through Zechariah, this one is also divided into several sections by the repeated phrase, This is what the Lord Almighty says. The Lord waited till now to answer the question raised by the Bethel delegates about the commemorative feasts, or rather the commemorative fasts. He said the fasts would become joyful and glad occasions and happy festivals. Two additional fasts are included, which were not previously mentioned. One on the 10th day of the 10th month to remember the commencement of the siege of Jerusalem, and one on the 9th day of the 4th month to recall the capture of Jerusalem by Nebuchadnezzar. The 9th day of the 4th month was the day the city wall was breached. These fasts were all self-imposed and had been observed for 70 years with sorrowful hearts and misdirected motives. These fasts were still observed by some Jews today. But at the Lord's second advent, these fasts will be turned into feasts, symbolizing millennial joy. Therefore, again, the people in Zechariah's day were encouraged by their future hope to love what God loves, in this case, truth and peace. Shall we pray? Holy Father God, we praise you and we thank you. Lord, that is quite deep and rich. Give us understanding of it and help us to apply it in our lives where we can. In Jesus Christ's name we pray and for his sake. Amen. Now, ladies and gentlemen, in keeping with the spirit of the standing between the living and the dead prayer, devotional, and memorial service, we are continuing to read what I call the family verses. For I believe the biggest problem in the world today is the family, and this includes single people. For as a single person, you are a family unto yourself. And you may one day be in a family. And so you need to hear this as well. Today, it just so happens that we are at Ephesians chapter 6, verses 1 through 3. Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. And let me say here, it does not matter what you think or how you feel. You must understand at some point in your Christian life is all about what God says and all about what you are supposed to do in response to God. And that is to obey Him. Now, there are tremendous blessings when you obey God. I told one of my sons, one of the greatest things I ever did after I got saved was I apologized to my father for being a bad son. And God has blessed me for doing that. And maybe you need to do that. Maybe you need to go back to your father. I was a grown man on my own, but I wrote him, my father, I believe led by the Lord, a loving letter. My dad was a good man, but he loved us too much in that he did not do the other half of love, which is chastisement and rebuke. And he let us get away with murder, including my mother. He let my mother get away with murder. And he never had a father, so he thought that was loving his family, letting us get away with stuff and then blaming himself. But after I got saved, I realized that how I treated him was wrong. Nobody told me to do it. God just put it in my heart, and I wrote him a long letter. And my mother told me that letter blessed his heart so much, he kept that letter. And I apologize and for being a bad son, and I recounted some of the things he did for me in looking out for me and coming to check on me at times when I didn't want him to come check on me, but at the time. But later on, after I got saved, I realized how much love he had in his heart for me. And some of you some of you children need to do this. Some of you adult children, maybe teenagers, you need to do the same. Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. And it will be better if you are a Christian child, to simply obey your parents. Verse 2, honor thy father and mother, which is the first commandment with promise. Verse 3, that it may be well with thee, and thou mayest live long on earth. I cannot emphasize enough. If you want things to be well with you, get right with your parents. Confess your sins and apologize for what you've done wrong. Don't worry about what they have done or didn't do. God will take care of them. But I'm here to tell you, if you want to be blessed in life, if you want to have favor from God, and I mean this, you better make sure you're right with your parents. If you only have really one parent, be right with that parent. And you don't have to live with them for the rest of your life, and you shouldn't. So go ahead and make things right, do your part, and you go on with your life, so, and let God bless you and be in a situation and position yourself so that you can be blessed by God. All right, ladies and gentlemen, let's pray for others as we do in keeping the spirit of the Standing Between the Living and the Dead service. Holy Father God, we pray now in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ for the salvation of those who don't know your Savior in this country and in the world, even in our families and in our churches. Have your Holy Ghost to not give people rest until they come to know your Savior. And Holy Father God, we pray for the revival of the saints, Lord, in this country and around the globe, in the church and in our families. We pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, Lord, for the healing of the sick in our families, in the church, in this country and around the globe, according to your will and way. And Lord, we pray for the comfort and grieving of those, Lord, who have lost loved ones to the coronavirus plague, And we pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ that you will draw them to yourself for salvation and encouragement and comfort. We pray, Lord, for the family and friends of Massachusetts resident Linda Zorn. We pray, Lord, for the family and friends of Florida resident Dennis Bienborn. We pray, Lord, for the family and friends of Myanmar politician Nguyen Win. We pray for the family and friends of British resident Glenn Barrett. We pray, Lord, for the family and friends of California health care worker Thomas Castillo. We commit these souls into your hands, and now we pray for some people who have sent in prayer requests. And Lord, but before we pray for them, we do pray for all people who name the name of Christ, that Lord, you'll help us all to humble ourselves and pray and seek your face and turn from our wicked ways and repent and get back to you, our first love. And Holy Father God, we pray for all people who are in government ministry, ordained by you and watched over by you. We pray for the president, the vice president, all people of the administration and in the government in this country and around the globe, all senators, all representatives, all mayors, all police officers, all sheriffs, and everybody in government. We thank you, Lord, for their work and their ministry. And we pray, Lord, however, that you will save those who are lost, revive those who are saved, and Lord, help them all to confess their sins and to repent and to turn from their evil ways and to lead in a righteous and godly way so that we can lead peaceful and quiet lives. We pray for your protection upon all those who are Christians in this world who are being persecuted. Give them your grace in their trying hours and in their dying hours. We pray for the man who was attacked by his flesh and blood brother because he converted to Christianity in Uganda. And this is happening all over Africa. It's happening all over the world. Lord, we pray that you'll comfort and protect and lead, guide, and direct and deliver your saints from persecution, even in America. And now, Lord, we pray for a few prayer requests, but we do pray for the thousands of other people who have sent in prayer requests as well. Hear and answer their prayers, and hear and answer our prayers for them. We pray for Rachel in Idaho. We pray for blessings and protection to be upon their church and ministry, as well as her and her household as they strive to minister. We pray, Lord, for Sylvia in Barbados. Give her strength amid her mother's terminal illness. We pray, Lord, for Mark in Tanzania, deliver Christians being persecuted by ISIS in Iraq and Syria. And Holy Father God, we pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ for the people who have believed in you as Savior through the preaching of the gospel, through this ministry. We pray, Lord, for Camille, Sakur, Alexis, Peter, and Udaya. And Lord, we pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ for the people who recommitted their lives to Christ. And we pray, Lord, for not only these few that we're naming here, but the thousands who have gotten saved and the thousands who have rededicated their life to you. And help them all to stand strong and to grow in the faith. We pray for O.K., we pray for Kaz, we pray for Henry, we pray for Sampson, we pray for Blanca. And we commit all of these souls into your hands. Let your will be done in their lives and in ours. In Jesus Christ's name we pray, and for his sake, amen. Now, ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus, believe it or not, we're going to go right on into our Wednesday prayer meeting. And the first thing that we do in our Wednesday prayer meeting is pray. And not only do we pray prayers from our hearts to God, but we pray over a strategic prayer list, which the devil hates. And then after that, we sing our song that we sing every Wednesday, Sweet Hour of Prayer. Sweet Hour of Prayer. And then I will preach a message in a long-running series titled Praying Through the Bible. Let's pray. Holy Father God, we pray in the holy name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We give you the glory, the praise, and the honor, for all of it is due your name. And Lord, we praise you and we thank you for the standing between the living and the dead service. And now, Lord, we're moving on into the Wednesday prayer meeting time. And Lord, and it seems like I'm getting a message from you to totally separate the services and to take a break, because there's certain people who like to come to the service, and so Lord, it's two different audiences. And so Lord, I pray that you'll lead, guide, and direct us to do that. And I pray that you'll set us up for the next service perfectly in a few minutes. Lord, help us to separate the two, take a little break, and get back to it here within the next 5 minutes or so, by your grace. And Lord, help us not to falter or to fail in this. And Lord, I pray that you'll lay upon my heart afresh and anew the message and the words that you'll have me to preach. In Jesus Christ's name we pray, and for his sake, amen. Ladies and gentlemen, I was going to go ahead on and go right on into the service, but as I was praying, God spoke to my heart that we need to separate the two services and give our team some time to adjust and get ready for the next service. And also, there are people who come to this service every week, and so they may not have wanted to go to the last service, and so we're going to go ahead and separate it. All right, but Lord willing, if the Lord tarries his coming and we live and the Lord says the same, we'll be back very shortly by the grace of God.